When troops are deployed overseas, they have to make plans for their children, their spouses, their mortgages, and their pets. A group in Pennsylvania is helping the troops by giving their dogs a place to go. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Susan Phillips reports.
Angel is just 1.5 years old, a friendly tan boxer. But his owner, Specialist Jim Butts of the 56th Striker Brigade, learned back in October that he's heading to Iraq. Today, he's saying goodbye to Angel.
Angel puppy, come here. Now you behave. You be good. Mm-hmm. You be good.
Butts has three dogs, along with an 8-week-old son. His wife can't take care of all of them while he's overseas, so they're leaving Angel at Canine Corps in Perry County, Pennsylvania, free of charge, until Butts returns from his third tour of duty in Iraq.
One last hug. Come on. One last hug.
Angel will live with about 16 other dogs in a barn-like building with heated floors, couches, and an outside run. This canine foster home is the brainchild of former Marine Kevin McCartan, who says without Canine Corps, many of these dogs would have had to go to the pound.
If you're in an army and it's going, it's saddle up day where they're going to deploy, people are saying goodbye to their mother, their father, their wives, their children. But there's usually one person in there who said goodbye to their best friend 2 days ago because they had to turn them in.
McCartan volunteers his time 80 hours a week to care for these dogs. The bulk of the money to build and operate the new facility came from his wife Sheila and his partner's family.
This would have been Sheila's condo at Myrtle Beach, but
the,
but isn't. So the money went someplace else. She enjoys this just as much as she enjoyed Myrtle Beach, though.
And along with the help of 20 other volunteers, the dogs get attention 24 hours a day. A local veterinarian donates free medical care. First Lieutenant Robert Crone, also with the 56th Striker Brigade, has three best friends. One went with his father. But Crone's dad is too sick to take his two Labrador retrievers, Lycan and Credence.
A month before we were going to leave, the place I thought was going to take them didn't work out, and I was kind of in panic mode because taking them to a shelter wasn't an option.
Crone says without Canine Corps, he would have had to pay $30 a day to board the dogs at a kennel. But now, Crone can visit with them online from Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Susan Phillips.